Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Major developments are shaking the crypto space today. Forward Industries has closed a $1.65 billion pipe deal to build a corporate treasury focused on Solana. The deal, led by prominent investors such as Galaxy Digital, Jump Crypto, and Multicoin Capital, sent the company's shares up by 15% in pre-market trading. This milestone reinforces a growing trend among public companies to incorporate digital assets onto their balance sheets, coming as Solana posts a seven-month high and a notable gain over the past month. In market movements, Shiba Inu is working to break above its 200-day simple moving average amid a surge in trading volume, while Dogecoin whales have bolstered their holdings to a nearly four-year high in anticipation of a spot ETF approval. Meanwhile, long-term Bitcoin holders have offloaded roughly 187,000 coins over the past 30 days. This distribution, alongside a record level of illiquid Bitcoin, raises questions about market supply dynamics, even as strong inflows from spot Bitcoin ETFs signal enduring demand. On the stablecoin front, the fight for the USDH ticker on Hyperliquid is intensifying. Major players including Athena, Paxos, Sky, Agora, and Native Markets have submitted their proposals. With Native Markets currently leading the on-chain vote, the competition is set to shape one of the ecosystem's key assets. Adding further intrigue, Arthur Hayes has invested nearly $1 million in Athena's ENA tokens ahead of the Hyperliquid vote, demonstrating strategic positioning among influential market participants. In corporate and legal news, Bitcoin treasury firm Strategy has once again dodged a lawsuit alleging misleading accounting practices, reinforcing its stance amid ongoing regulatory scrutiny. At the same time, a US trustee has publicly called out a dishonest debtor in a crypto bankruptcy case involving over $12.5 million in debt. Regulatory developments continue as the SEC delays decisions on proposals, including BlackRock's Ethereum ETF staking and Franklin Templeton funds, while senators remain cautiously optimistic about passing a comprehensive crypto market structure law by year's end. Additional highlights include Gemini raising its IPO share price to a range that could push its valuation above $3 billion, and a high-profile dispute over a stalled CFTC chair nomination fueled by text exchanges between nominee Brian Quintenz and the Winklevoss twins. Chainlink is expanding its on-chain services for federal agencies with an eye toward election verification, and Belarus is mandating banks to adopt crypto and tokenization as a response to economic sanctions. Meanwhile, Backpack Crypto Exchange is preparing to launch in many US states later this year. Market sentiment remains mixed as financial CEOs express concerns over economic headwinds amid revised job data. Nonetheless, the convergence of institutional investment, innovative governance, and dynamic on-chain activity continues to energize the crypto space, presenting both opportunities and challenges for market participants. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.